Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Glad to be here.
Today we're looking at something called transcendentals. Sounds a bit abstract, maybe?
It can, yeah. But think of them as the fundamental rules for how we even experience the world.
Okay, so like the background settings for reality.
Sort of, yeah. Based on the sources, we're zoning in on three big ones. Entiterity, relationality, and time.
Entiterity, relationality, time. Got it.
And the goal isn't just to say things exist, things connect, things change, which seems obvious.
Right. It sounds pretty basic.
It does. But we want to show how these are actually foundational, the necessary conditions for understanding anything about creation or experience.
So we encounter them all the time, but maybe don't consciously label them this way.
Exactly. They're baked into how we think and perceive automatically.
All right. Let's dive in. First up, entiterity.
Okay.
Our sources frame this as the idea that the world's made of, you know, distinct things, people, objects, whatever. And crucially, they exist whether we're thinking about them or not.
Right. Independent existence.
Yeah. One source puts it pretty clearly. Existence refers to the fact that the world exists independently of our minds. It is not a figment of our imagination.
But a real and tangible place.
Yeah.
That's the core idea. Your desk is there even when you leave the room.
Seems straightforward, but I guess philosophers have debated this.
Oh, definitely. The exact nature of that independence, what it means for something to be an entity, gets complicated. But, you know, for practical purposes.
You need stuff to exist before it can connect or change.
Pretty much. It's the starting point, the bedrock.
Okay. So that naturally leads to the second one, relationality.
Mm-hmm. Interconnectedness.
The idea that nothing's truly on its own. Everything is linked up somehow.
Yeah. The source says, nothing in the world exists in isolation. Everything is related to everything else in some way.
You can't really explain hot without cold or up without down. The meaning comes from the relationship.
Precisely. Or think about cause and effect, influence, communication.
Yeah.
It all relies on things actually interacting, being related externally.
I know some thinkers, like Leibniz,
yeah,
tried to say relations are all internal.
Right.
Like pre-programmed.
They did, yeah. Fascinating thought experiments, but really hard to square with how we actually live and experience the world interacting with us and us with it.
Doesn't feel very practical.
Not really, no. This idea of genuine connection seems fundamental to navigating reality.
Okay, so things exist, things are connected, and the third piece is time.
Time. Always flowing.
The source calls it the continuous progression of events from the past to the present to the future. And the dimension where things exist and, crucially, change.
Right. Without time, you don't get change. You don't get process or history or becoming.
And again, seems obvious, but people have argued against time being real too.
Oh yeah. Thinkers going way back, like the Eleatics or more recently McTaggart, arguments that change is illusory or that our experience of past, present, future isn't fundamental.
But like relationality denial, trying to actually live as if time isn't real seems
impossible, pretty much. Our entire conscious experience is steeped in temporal flow.
So what the sources seem to stress is that while saying things exist, they're related, they're in time, might sound, well, a bit empty on their own.
Like stating the obvious.
Yeah. But they're actually the preconditions for saying anything meaningful at all about the world.
Exactly. Try to imagine a creature that doesn't exist. Or one that exists but has zero relations to anything else. Or one that exists but is totally outside of time.
It doesn't compute. You can't even form the thought properly.
Well, they're necessary structures.
The source material actually links this to Kant's ideas, his analogies of experience.
Mm-hmm.
Similar concepts about permanence, coexistence, succession.
Yes, there's definitely overlap. Thinkers grappling with the fundamental architecture of experience often land on similar necessities. Maybe just ordered or emphasized slightly differently. Here, it's entity, relation, time.
And they're interdependent, right? You can't really pull them apart.
Not really, no. Entities exist within time, and their relations unfold through time. You need all three. They're distinct, but they work together.
And the sources warn that if you try to downplay or ignore one of them, like, say, denying that individual things, entities,
are
truly real.
Yeah, like some forms of monism where everything is just one.
Right. It apparently leads to real problems in how you analyze things, distorts your understanding.
It makes sense. If you deny distinctness, how do you talk about interaction? If you deny time, how do you talk about process or development? You lose essential tools for understanding.
Okay, so just to recap quickly for everyone listening,
yeah,
we have entiterity, things are real, they exist, relationality, things are interconnected, and time, things exist and change within a temporal flow.
Those three. Not just random observations, but the fundamental lenses, the framework for experiencing anything at all.
They structure our reality.
They really do. Which leads to maybe a final thought for you, the listener.
Hmm.
Take something you've been thinking about lately. Could be anything, an event, a concept, a problem. Now, try looking at it specifically through these three lenses. Ask, what are the core entities involved here? How do they exist? Then what are the crucial relations between them? How are they connected or interacting? And finally, how does time factor in? How did it unfold? How is it changing?
So applying entity, relationality, and time as analytical tools.
Exactly. Does consciously thinking through those fundamental conditions, existence, connection, change, give you a slightly different perspective, maybe a deeper understanding of that thing you were pondering?
Interesting challenge. Something to mull over.
Definitely worth a try. It might just unlock something new.